Larry Kuznar, thanks so much for joining me. My first question would be, what was your first reaction to the attacks on Paris when they first came down on Friday?
ISIS has, for as long as they've existed, said that they wanted to strike at the West. If I was surprised by anything, I thought we had a little bit more time before it started happening. But now the attacks in France appear to have been organized by ISIS in a kind of operational way. So this probably is a bit of a watershed event.
Over the weekend, France began to jet bomb Syria. Were you surprised by how quickly France reacted? And is it normal for them to react as quickly as they did?
Yeah, it is. It didn't surprise me at all. Part of it's politics. You know, the people of France would want action, so they're getting that. But France also has been an ally in our fight against ISIS. So, and France has no problem historically in acting in what they see their national interest to be. So that didn't surprise me.
Now, outside of the bombings over the weekend, do you think France is ready for a battle with the Islamic State? What do you think they're going to do next?
What else they might do is a good question, and I don't think anyone could be very well prepared for any operations on the ground. It's why we've been avoiding it. I don't know what France is going to do from here.
I know this is a broad question, but what are some ways outside of operations on the ground that could be used in this battle?
We have many, many allies in the world, and they're called Muslims. And in the Islamic internet world, there has been incredibly vigorous debate and theological debate about how wrong ISIS is and how evil they are and everything. And I think we've lost opportunities to work more closely with that community, because that community can take an information campaign and deliver it in a way with credibility that we can't.
When it comes to military strategy against ISIS, President Obama was asked a ton about changing his plan or altering the plan. Do you think the strategy as we have it right now is effective, or that it still can be effective?
The latter. I like the way you put that. This is a strategy that can be effective. I think we're starting to see some effectiveness now, especially with the Kurds being able to take Sinjar. Unfortunately, ISIS is very unique organizationally. They have a lot more capacity than any other terrorist group we've ever faced. And they have been quietly and themselves very patiently planning attacks in the West. And I think we're starting to see it come to fruition. We're in for a fight. And I think we've got to realize that, and that there's no simple solution. It's going to be a long fight, and it's going to be a long time before we can truly eliminate this threat.
So what do you have to say to the individuals that doubt the strategy?
ISIS is an organization that is very capable, but what's much more important to realize is that they are part of a broad movement, such that even if we did go in and simply militarily defeat them, their followers will take up other movements. So we need to think through how we would fight ISIS, defeat and destroy ISIS, but not create many more problems elsewhere.
Obviously, when an attack happens in a city like Paris, there's that immediate fear that strikes everybody that we are next in line. What's your response to those fears?
France got hit before we do because it was much easier to carry out an attack there. So they absolutely have the intention. I personally think I can back that up through my own science, that they do intend on hitting us. We are fortunately sheltered to some degree by our oceans. It's harder for them to get here. We also do have very effective law enforcement and pretty decent law enforcement coordination that you do not have between European countries. And so we've got a lot of things in our favor. But if we did have a terror attack here, I wouldn't be surprised. They said they want to do it, and it's not impossible.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Americans really cannot be overcome by their fear. You know, just because there's a threat doesn't mean that you need to live in fear. You just need to take measures to confront it. And like I said before, we've got some things in our favor here. So, you know, there's no guarantee, unfortunately. But we don't need to be paranoid or live our lives in fear. The most important thing is for us to carry on, but recognize we've got a threat and fight that threat intelligently.